Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the second day of the week, Yom Sheni B'Shabbat. This year, that was Rosh Hashanah, but I still thought it would be nice to share a quick FMT on the second Aliyah of Parshat Vayelech. This Aliyah has three psukim, and it is a continuation of the last Aliyah, Moshe's talk on the last day of his life. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that Hashem will defeat the inhabitants of Eretz Canaan just like he did to the Amori nation and to the people of Bashan. And Moshe encourages Bnei Yisrael to be strong and not to be afraid. Excuse me. In our Aliyah, when Moshe speaks about the nations in Eretz Canaan that Hashem will defeat, the Torah says the following. It's in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Hey, Untanam Hashem Lifnechem. Va'asitem lahem kechol hamitzvah asher tziviti etchem. When Hashem gives you power over these nations, when He hands them into your hands, you must do everything to them required of you. Kechol hamitzvah asher tziviti etchem. And we have to ask, what do these words refer to? Kechol hamitzvah asher tziviti etchem. Excuse me. The simple explanation is that these words refer to what was said in Perek Chaf in Parshat Shoftim. You must, for example, propose a peaceful settlement. You must lay siege in the proper way. You may not kill people who are not soldiers, etc., etc. However, if that were the case, if these words are just repeating what we already heard in Perek Chaf in Parshat Shoftim, then why does the Torah need to repeat it here? Nothing's being added. The Torah doesn't add things for no reason. It must be something else. So we're back to our original question. To what do the words Kechol HaMitzvah Asher Tziviti Etchem refer? A beautiful explanation is given by Rav Shlomo Rabinowitz. He died in 1866. He was the first Radomsker Rebbe. And this explanation is found in the Sefer Tiferes Shlomo on Parshat Vayelech. The Radomsker says that we do mitzvos because Hashem commands us to, period. Some mitzvos may seem more enjoyable to us, others may seem less so. Some seem easy, others perhaps less so. But on the highest level, that's all irrelevant. We do mitzvos because Hashem told us to, and that's it. And when we go to war in Eretz Yisrael, there are some people who may mistakenly get pleasure out of killing others, out of eliminating enemies, by glorifying the death of others. But that is not the Torah way. Sure, there are times when we go to war. Sure, there are times when we must go to war. There are times when we must kill. No question. But we do so not out of pleasure, God forbid. We don't take it lightly, nor do we do it easily. We do it for one reason. Hashem told us to, period. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us here, according to the Radomsker. When you go to war, and you must go to war sometimes, first of all, have emunah, that Hashem will help you. Untanam Hashem lifnechem. And when that happens, when you are victorious in battle, God willing, treat the enemy like you treat every other mitzvah. Va'asitem lahem kechol hamitzvah asher tziviti etchem. Go to war because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to save Bnei Israel if necessary. It's a mitzvah to be in Israel and to defend Israel from its enemies when necessary. But treat the war like you treat every other mitzvah because Hashem told you to. As Jews, we do not glorify war. We do not celebrate when our enemies fall. That's the pasuk in Mishle, in Perek Chaf Dalid, pasuk Yud Zayin. Bin pol oyivcha al tismach, uvi kashlo al yager libecha. When your enemy falls, do not rejoice. And when he stumbles, let not your heart celebrate. That's the Torah way, that's the Jewish way, to approach the painful and agonizing prospect of war. Va'asitem lahem kechol hamitzvah asher tziviti etchem. Hashem tells us what to do, and we do it, but we do not rejoice when others fall. Have an amazing day, everyone.